This podcast may contain information that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. This investigation is ongoing. Information for this podcast was obtained through police interviews and reports taken throughout the investigation by the Boynton Beach Police Department. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Rosebud Podcast. My name is Maxanne Miller, the host of this podcast. This podcast is presented by the Boynton Beach Police Department. I know it's been a long time since we've released an episode, but I figured this would be a very fitting time to release an episode, being that it would be Vicky's 44th birthday today. Now, this podcast usually talks about crime and what happened to Vicky, but I figured we'd take a new approach with this episode. Who else would know more about Vicky than Vicky's family? So on June 25th, 2021, I recorded a Zoom call with Kimberly, Sarah, and Alexis Miller, Vicky's three sisters. In this Zoom call, we look at Vicky's life through their eyes. We look at their most cherished memories with Vicky. We talk about their relationship with Vicky, as well as her relationship with her other siblings, like her brother Kevin, who was unable to make the Zoom call, and their sister Melissa, who tragically passed away a few years after Vicky's death. While this episode is mainly about Vicky's life through her sister's eyes, we also have to take note at the fact that this is still an ongoing investigation. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for sharing Vicky's story with others. We hope you enjoy this new episode filled with many different stories, memories, through a different set of eyes that you've never quite heard or seen before.
What was life growing up with Vicky as a sister like for you all?
She was a jokester. She loved to laugh. So that's my main memory of her, as my older sisters joking around. I think she got that from our dad.
Playing pranks.
What was your favorite prank, if you do remember?
None of them.
I take it you were on the receiving end?
I didn't take things too seriously, so I really was never on the receiving end, but Alexis was. Yeah.
I took everything very personally, so definitely on the receiving end.
Well, you were the baby, too. I cut you some slack there.
Yeah, 10 years difference.
She was definitely, I would say, like, being all of us together. Obviously, Alexis and Sarah were really, really young. I mean, I'm going to be 50 in a couple weeks, so I'm the oldie. She, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that she demanded attention. I mean, she just really had a strong presence about herself in a positive way. I mean, she was just, you know, always smiling and just, like they said, joking. And I mean, I can hear their mom in my mind all the time going, you know, calm down. You know, she would just be like, we would all be excited or whatever, but she was always elevated a little bit more. Yeah, nonstop.
What is your favorite memory of her, either of her or with her?
My favorite memory of Vicky is when she walked to my school after she had her baby. I have a picture of me over the stroller, just smiling because, you know, new baby, so I got to walk home and push the stroller with her. So that's definitely one of my favorite memories.
Mine's when we went to the mountains. We came up to North Carolina to the mountains to watch the seasons change, because we had never seen like the leaves change colors, and we went horseback riding, and it was a calm experience with her. Peaceful.
I think I may have said this even on my last interview with Jeff. I remember one summer, and it was like I was probably like, I don't know, 13 or 14. And we were listening to MTV, had the front door open. My dad lived in an apartment. So we were like, he actually managed the apartments that we lived in. So we were like the very last one. So it was like a dead end, like a cul-de-sac. And so, you know, we had the front door open and we were playing MTV, and Whitney Houston came on with that song, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And she changes all the wigs, and we were like all over the place. And I just remember us dancing around, and that was a great day. It really was.
What was something she was well known for in your family?
What?
Tricks, playing tricks, pranking us.
Well, I don't want to embarrass her, but she was a thumb sucker. So she always had that thumb in her mouth, and she'd talk, and she had this little list that she would be, she would talk. Yeah, I remember that. That's a very vivid memory.
I'm actually just remembering something. The story I was told, obviously it was before I was born, but our dad delivered us at home, most of us at home. And when Vicky was born, they put the placenta in the garden, and the roses like bloomed like crazy that year. And that was how she got her middle name, Rose. That's what I was told.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember. It could have been made up. I don't know. That's what I was told. Victoria Rose.
Hmm. I like that.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad I didn't name her placenta or something like that.
That'd be strange.
Dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victoria Placenta Rose doesn't have a nice ring.
Yeah.
No.
But I like that story. That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
I hope it's true. I'm pretty sure that's what our dad told me. So
our dad and their mother, Joanne, my stepmom, they were very eccentric people. They really were. They were just, I can remember, like, I mean, I wasn't born at home. I was older as she was having my sisters. So I was able to, see her pregnant and knowing that she was going to have them at home. And I was always just really intrigued by it and just thought, it was a great thing that she would do, that they chose to do.
Did Vicky have her kids at home?
No.
How is your guys' relationship with Vicky like? I know you all have a different age difference between you all, so each one of you has a different unique experience.
Being I was with her in her younger years, and me being young with her, and we had limited time together. We were, I was there on visitation weekends and, trips, birthdays, things like that. So, I mean, our time was always really positive and happy, fun, always, going and doing something. We weren't really idle. My dad, we were always going off somewhere. The bickering, as siblings do, but, who's going to sit where in the car and things like that. I can remember her wanting to spend the night with me at my house, and my dad, they were like, I don't think they're going to let us do that. And so that was hard because we wanted to be together, and it was, I have fond memories of us always. I don't remember us fighting, and we had a good connection and loved each other.
Yeah, I don't think we had much of a relationship with her. Just the age difference. It was.
Yeah, I know. We shared a room.
Sisters.
Well, I can say that as being older. Yeah, as being older, it kind of disbanded me in that way because I was having my family growing up and, graduating from high school. And, there was a few year difference between us, but more extreme with Alexis and Sarah. But, so the separation was definitely there in the latter years of her life with me, which I struggle with personally.
Yeah, our house growing up, we shared a room, all of us sisters, Sarah, myself, Melissa, and Vicky. So I know that we spent a lot of time together. With me being so young, I don't remember a ton. I kind of circle back to that jokester. I remember her just wanting to laugh and making herself laugh. And that was usually at somebody else's expense. She loved to tickle me. That was one of her favorite things to do, was tickle me.
Can you tell me what it was like when Vicky was taken from your home? Were there times when she would come back frequently?
I don't really necessarily remember her being taken and coming back. I remember her leaving. I remember when she was in a psychiatric place where I remember going to see her there. But I think for the most part, it was when and if she came back, it was very brief. I think because we were so young, it's kind of like all like blends together. I remember her being gone. I remember seeing her at the psychiatric place. I remember going to court. I remember her being around for very short periods, and they were usually very chaotic. I know it was something that my parents struggled with. Like, I know it was really hard for my mom, especially.
I wasn't in the house then. Or I remember hearing from, I didn't even actually hear directly from my dad about it. It was our brother, Kevin, is the one who was telling me that Rose is having trouble and she's not in the house. And I was like, what? You know, and he was trying to explain and things that were being said and stuff. It was very distant from me. And, in that aspect because of not living there and being around at that point. So I don't really, other than hearing it secondhand, really have much more to add than that.
I just remember after she had her baby, her coming to see us and us going to see her. That's all I can personally remember is after the baby was born.
How did your dad and mom react and feel when they were able to see Vicky?
Very relieved. I think they just wanted her home. They wanted things to calm down. Yeah, I think it was just a lot for them. I think there were definitely times when it was clear that Vicky just could not be around. And I know that, like, that took a toll on my mom. Vicky could have some outbursts that weren't always pleasant. But when they were able, like, when we would go see her in the psychiatric place, I remember it just being not really talking about, you know, anything other than just like, how are you? You know, we miss you.
Did Vicky ever bring any boyfriends back to the house? Did you guys ever meet any of them?
Boys did not come around our house ever. They weren't allowed.
I was going to say, was it because of your dad?
I remember when she, the father of her daughter, he didn't come around our house, but I remember meeting him a couple of times. I remember my dad talking about him, like, he's not happy with this person. But yeah, I think he's the only guy I ever met or I ever saw that she was ever involved with.
I never saw any boys either.
Or how close were Melissa and Vicky? I know Melissa isn't here to talk on their relationship, but how do you guys perceive their relationship to be like, and how has Vicky's death impacted Melissa?
They were super close. I mean, they were like inseparable. And it broke her. She wasn't okay after that. I can remember, like, because I was always, like, after everything happened, I was always with Melissa for a good year. I think I was with her like 80% of the time, and she would just have these meltdowns when she, like, you know, there was nothing you could say or do. She was just hysterical. Yeah, I broke her.
Yeah, our brother told me a story about, wasn't long after, and after actually her mom had passed, and she was really, really, she was sitting on a curb, and they were sitting in a parking lot. She called Kevin, and he went to see her, and she went to see him, and they sat on the curb, and she was just, he said that, I mean, she was a mess. She really was. Yeah, I hadn't talked to her, so I only know from him that she was really struggling bad.
I know Kevin can't be here to talk, but how close were Vicky and Kevin too?
It's difficult with Kevin because Kevin has gone through a period of time where our dad wouldn't let him around at times because of the lifestyle he was living and things that he was doing. And he was in and out of jail, where that's where he is now. Both Vicky and Melissa were very, you know, drawn to him. It's the only other man other than our dad in our lives at that time. And I mean, there was a few times I can remember, Vicky in particular was close to him, and I can remember a few times, you know, being like, you know, a little jealous, like, you know, not being a part of something, and he would be with them. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what split families, you know, we struggle with. No malice by it or anything. It's just, you know, that wanting to be a part of something and you couldn't. But she, you know, Melissa too, I think we all have a special relationship with him in our own way. So
Now with Melissa, did they have the same circle of friends? Did they run with the same crowds? Were they hanging out like all the time, or did they kind of live like a little bit of separate lives, but always came back together to connect?
Yeah, I think it was more of they kind of split apart a little bit, but they were always in contact. From what I remember, they weren't, I think Vicky was just going down a path that Melissa wasn't on.
When was the last time you saw Vicky before she died? And how was that experience like to you? Like, where were you? How did she seem? Was she like happy? Was she chaotic, stressed out, energetic? What was she like?
I remember seeing her for birthday. I don't know where we were. It wasn't at our house. It was wherever she was living. And Vicky seemed fine. She seemed happy. I mean, it was really just about her daughter that day, but you know, it was pleasant. You know, she seemed fine when I remember, at least.
Yeah. Same exact memory.
Yeah. And that would have been only a few months before.
I saw Vicky the last time I saw her was she had just had her daughter. We were actually visiting Kevin. He was at a halfway house. She brought the baby, and I was 4 months pregnant with my son, Hunter, my oldest son. So she was, she was only like maybe a month old. She was little. And I remember she had a little diaper rash. My mom was actually there as well. And my mom was, just advising her what to do with the baby. And that's what it was.
Where were you when you found out Vicky had passed away?
We were home. I remember the policeman had come to the house and our parents were out on the porch. We had the French doors, the glass doors, and mom, she just like screamed and fell to the floor. That's how we found out.
I remember being mad. Like, I didn't fully understand. All I knew is that I wasn't going to get to see my sister anymore.
How do you feel? How do all of you guys feel with the public's recent interest in your sister's case?
It's refreshing.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect word.
Yep, ditto.
It's I think we really didn't. I had zero hope or even thought towards the case ever being resolved. So it's refreshing. That's really all. It's wonderful.
I would agree 100%. It's been I never expected it. And not only that, just how quickly it all came together, how exciting, and just I don't think we could ask for anything more at this point. I mean, other than finding that person. So I agree. It's extremely refreshing and very excited to see the progress.
But I appreciate your guys' patience because I know it's hard on all you guys. You know, it's still an open investigation. The fact that you guys
appreciate your persistence, mm-hmm. your diligence.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for wanting to do stuff like this, you know, and being open and willing to help out in any way, shape, or form you can. We appreciate it a lot. Is there anything you guys would like to address to the public?
I would just want everybody to stay vigilant. Hug your loved ones. And if you see something, say something.
I think that, as far as to the public is getting her, this out again. And, so much time has passed that to really, to think back, there could be the littlest thing that is going to trigger something or, you may think that it's nothing. I mean, I know that sounds, cliche. Everyone said, yeah, you need to say it if you don't know, whatever, but it's true. It's, something as simple as her going to the payphone, something could have been, you could have been around. It's just hard. And I know what you guys are up against because of that, that makes it even more difficult. People pass away, people move. Areas change, the the location and things like that. So, you know, and when you're at a party, you don't really remember everything. And, you know, I mean, so it's, I don't know, I would just say that really think back, and if something didn't seem right or just, you know, made you scratch your head, say something.
Yeah. Our family is still very present, and Vicky is very present in our thoughts and our hearts for all of us. So any little tip is a huge help.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to say?
Thank you. Thank you for looking and helping, trying to solve this.
Hopefully sometime soon we can catch someone.
Yeah.
We look forward to that day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Me and Alexis will be on the first flight down.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll have an exciting podcast then.
Yeah. A celebratory one.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to have that. That would be great.
It's going to be a day of celebration for sure.
Vicky was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed 18-year-old who weighed approximately 125 pounds and was 5'7 at the time of her death. If you have any information about Vicky's homicide, you can anonymously report a tip at Palm Beach County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-458-TIPS 8477 or reach the Boynton Beach Police Department at GleisherJ@bbfl.us. This has been a production of the Boynton Beach Police Department. For transcripts of this podcast, photos, videos, and additional content, please visit our department website, bbpd.org, and follow us on Instagram at rosebud_podcast. Thank you for listening.